Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today, we're visiting with Wesley Whatley. Born in the area in 1929, he has vivid memories of growing up in Longview, and specifically about how transportation existed before the days of Highway 80.
I was born in Longview, January the 29th, 1929, and lived on 448 North Fredonia Street from 1931 on until I married. Longview is a rather unique town at this time with 5,000 population in 1930. And if you were traveling east to west, there was no Highway 80 then, nor I-20. You had to turn on 3rd Street coming from Marshall, go to Payden, take a right on Payden, go one block and take a left on 2nd Street and go all the way to Methven, and then take a right on Methven and go to Green Street and take a left on Green and go to Tyler, and then one block go all the way from Tyler out to the Grace Hill Cemetery, and then you hit Texas Highway 12 to go to Gladewater. And that's the way the traffic pattern was up until 1936 in Longview. You had to go completely through town. Horses, wagons, automobiles, it made no difference. So you might say in 1936, when Highway 80 was put in, a four-lane highway to Gladewater, it was the bypass, you might say, of Longview at that time. You didn't have to go through the business district. There was a so-called highway from 3rd Street all the way to Grace Hill Cemetery, but it was not a all-weather highway. It was unpaved, and at that time, the Longview merchants, I'm sure, wanted people to come through town if they were traveling. But that was a big thing when the highway came in. Living on 448 North Fredonia, I was one house away from the intersection, and I watched it being built. And mules was the power source. I did not see any caterpillars or any kind of heavy machinery used to grade and level that highway. It was a man named Black that lived across the street on Fredonia, and he had a barn and a bunch of mules. I think he had around 50 mules that he leased out to this day. Each day, $1 a day for the mules. Of course, he had to pay for the feed and water. And those mules worked that portion of the road. T.E. Mercer at White Oak had, I think, a stable of some 200 mules that were used there to work the highway. And I thought that was rather unique that I personally witnessed Highway 80 being built with the mule teams. I remember Longview in 1940, where the population was 14,748, I believe that's correct, the census, because the city limits and the census marker was 100 yards north of Highway 80. That was the city limits of Longview in 1940, and remained so until 1950. So Longview, although 14,000 population, a lot of people that lived in the south and north side of town were not in the city limits. 1950, I believe the population had jumped to 24,000, and in 1960 it was 40,000. So Longview has grown in a short two-decade period quite a bit from 5,000. And I think the population today is 83,000 or so.